This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're talking about punk.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no way I can do that.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about independent podcasts.
Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
I'm Doge.
I'm Jordan.
That sounded like molasses.
It was just spilling out of your mouth. Well,
we tried, but I just couldn't get high enough.
That's true.
Act like that's not going to be in the episode.
Y'all heard it, right? They heard it. Box office ball.
Oh,
it's here.
It's box office ball.
There's not enough that has happened yet because The Rock comes in later and he'll have the Jumanji monies.
When does it come out? We're running out of 2019 runway.
I know, but I think we talked about that, especially if two people are really close, that we will see the movie's life through.
Okay.
Anything that was released that
year. Yeah.
Okay.
So like Star Wars will still do money in 2020.
We'll all get our Star Wars money.
Well, not we'll all of get us. Our...
Oh, yeah.
I don't got Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Unless Ryan Reynolds shows up there too.
For real.
He could, based on everything else.
Yep. He honestly could. There hasn't been much change. The placement is still the same. Jordan third, Doge second. I'm in first. Doge got 34 million more. Because of Tom Hanks' Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot yet. It's only a domestic release right now. I don't know if it's going to go worldwide.
I bet it doesn't.
Is Mr. Rogers not Mr. Worldwide?
No, I think that's Pitbull from what I understand.
It's a beautiful Dolly in the Neighborhood.
That's why I get that.
Miami.
I get them confused all the time.
Yeah.
Guys,
beautiful
we need
Dolly
to,
in the barrio.
What's the earliest you've ever celebrated Christmas? Like gathered around... The tree opened gifts.
Got to be the 25th. I don't know if I've ever done it early.
Yeah. Oh, we've done it early for travel purposes before. When I was a kid, sometimes we would do it early so we didn't have to bring all of Santa's presents to whatever location we were going to. So probably, honestly, like the 22nd maybe.
How about the 9th of December?
I could do that.
Yeah, we could do the 9th.
I could do the 9th.
Let's do the 9th. As I was looking ahead to other Mini Mondays without just making them hours long,
yeah,
there's a lot of content that we have. There's a lot I want to do like in review of this year in terms of things. But there's a little bit of a review that I'd like to do with a Christmas theme here. We're not going to say their names because it could offend any family members listening. But come the holiday season, there's that one family member that you don't get to see all year.
Yeah.
That you get to see for the holiday season and you're pumped. Like this is like, yes. Or you hear like, oh, blank isn't going to be there. That kind of changes the holiday season for me.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Did you have a favorite in the Two Chunks library of this year? Is there that family member? Is there a movie specifically that we reviewed that stands out to you the most in terms of the review experience?
Yes. I really, really enjoyed reviewing The Emperor's New Groove. It was so fun. I feel like it was really just us quoting it and laughing the whole time, but I think that's why I liked it.
Well,
so
and that's
much.
It's. I mean, that's what it lived on.
I was about to say that's how people talk about that movie.
That's the lifeblood.
Like,
really felt like the environment of a podcast is bent towards talking about an Emperor's New Groove.
Like, yeah, 100%.
It's shorter.
I loved it.
Yeah. For me, it was E.T. And I think it might be because, and I know like going into that, I said Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favorite movie of all time. Mm-hmm. After watching E.T. critically and watching through it, E.T. might be my favorite movie of all time. Like that was, to me, that was just such a fun experience to watch that critically and review that movie. I think it might be perfect.
Yeah. I was so pleased with, and I'm in the same series on that. The Chooser's Choice. Is that what we called it?
Yeah.
Or Arrival. Mm-hmm. I loved reviewing that movie because I loved watching it again. There was a lot of heaviness in that, but I don't know. I don't know why that of all movies stood out. I think in terms of our podcast relationship that the three of us have, that felt like such a benchmark. Like that was something that we get to, it's like a tick on the calendar that we get to go back and be like, man, we kind of grew a lot.
Yeah,
I think you're talking about that. And so I reference those two because I keep getting so surprised at how big our library is getting. Of course it gets bigger every week, right? That's the thing, but we've been so consistent. And the fact that we're at like 115 or 16 movies Last Jedi Tomorrow. And like over 160 episodes, like it's all there. Jeez. And I, it's been really cool to see a lot of the people, like we'll do like an, in the middle of a mini Monday shout out, like seeing everybody's Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, and kind of reposting that. That's so neat.
I want to take this moment to give a shout out to Anna Guthrie on Instagram. She posted her Spotify year in review. She's got 9,000 minutes of us.
Whoa.
This year.
Which is like 150 hours, which is like everything we've done.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is, you might need to go to the doctor because like that, you might need like a detox or something. Yeah. That could be overload.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. Thank you, Anna. That's awesome.
And we referenced series too. So like, there's also come holidays, much like you have the family where you also have the food item.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that it's like, okay, this is consistently longer and you get to have it. And one of the best things about holiday season too, especially for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This last Thanksgiving when I was in Lampasas, Texas, I had what my parents made for Thanksgiving for like five straight meals. Yeah. It was a series of sorts of meals. So what was your favorite series? What is the thing that you get to look back on this year that was your favorite time? I'll go first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay if we have repetitive ones, but I might take one that is a fan favorite, but like Disney doesn't.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a blast. Especially with the gap between, because that you specifically had a time frame that was 2 decades ago, right? Like late 90s.
Yeah.
To come back and watch it with a critical eye, which was so interesting to me. Yeah. I went in a little scared. I was like, is it just nostalgia? Which we've known, like nostalgia has a lot of weight on the Star Wars franchise for us. Like,
yeah, very much.
100%.
Big gaps in what we review some of these movies is because of nostalgia, but they were just as good. And I appreciated some of them, like Emperor's New Groove, even more.
Yeah.
And I loved that series. Great. And the fact that it was the Chunkies, like the fans.
See,
that said,
a smart podcast would have waited until now to do that series since Disney Plus is out.
I know.
We never claimed to be a smart podcast.
That's true.
Just the one you're listening to right now.
It's true.
For me, I'm going to go with Shiver Me Septembers, mainly just because we did it. We actually committed to it. Because that one started as a joke of just like, here's the idea to beat. We've got 10 minutes to beat it. And then
we never did.
Never did. Because
you just couldn't beat it.
Shiver Me Septembers is radiating a really powerful energy. Powerful,
if anything,
pirate energy.
To get close friends of mine to talk about Cutthroat Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
And actually see that for the, and experience that.
See,
with me,
here's
that
the thing. That's a bad movie. I still think that Twilight, the last one, I don't know, Breaking Dawn 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking Dawn again.
Rebroken is the worst movie I've ever seen, though. I still think that's worse than Cutthroat Island.
It's pretty far up there.
So I have on Christmas morning every year, my mom makes two things. A breakfast casserole with like hash browns, eggs, sausage, cheese,
come
all that
on
stuff.
Now. Come on.
And monkey bread.
Yeah.
I love monkey bread.
Much like there are two foods on Christmas morning, I have a two-way tie for my two favorite series. It's got to go partially to Summer of Love. We could do that every year for the rest of the time we're a podcast. I would never get tired of it.
I think there's enough content that we're probably going to do that.
I love Summer of Love. Mm-hmm. It is such a, it's almost a weird mental break from like having to think real hard about movies and just enjoy some romance.
Right. Exactly. It's a good like detox during blockbuster season.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I am so shocked by how much I loved Back to School.
Oh, yeah.
Back to School was that was a ton of fun. We got to do School of Rock. We got to do Dead Poets. We got to do I mean, it was some of my favorite stuff we did this whole year happened during Back to School.
That is one of our collectively highest reviewed series ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really liked those movies.
And it was, they all just had the theme of school.
Yeah.
That was an absolute banger.
That was a blast. And so, I mean, if you, you're going to have a lot of time. I'm referring to the Chunkies now. You're going to have a lot of time this year traveling on the road, maybe trying to catch up, maybe especially with the Star Wars series, because you're about to go see Rise of Skywalker.
Burn through them all.
Burn through them all. Go back and check those out in the library.
Yeah.
And if you've already subscribed,
they're already there
in the docket waiting for you.
Yeah.
Guys, I now want to play a little bit of Rank You Very Much.
Awesome.
I'm going to give you an option as to what list we're going to look at.
Okay.
So the two lists that we have, most recent, so there's are from this year. So they can factor in all those Christmas hits.
I'm
Lucas Black.
What?
All those Christmas hits.
From last year.
Yeah.
We've got Town and Country Magazine.
Okay.
We also have the Today Show.
My mom would kill me if I didn't choose the Today Show. So I'm going to go with the Today Show.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and tell you number 75, Office Christmas Party. That's just the first one. It was at the top of the list. So I'd go ahead and put that.
Jennifer Aniston in that movie?
I have no idea. She's in Friends Christmas Party.
There's a couple ways we can do this. So we're going to go from 10 to 1. I haven't looked at the list either.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go from 10 to 1. And let's pick. We can do like draft style. Let's pick 3 that we feel like need to be up there.
Okay.
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 And I'll let Jordan start and then we'll snake it back and we'll each pick 3.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll get points if it shows up on the top 10.
Okay. The Grinch.
Okay.
Which one?
The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Okay. A Christmas Story.
Okay. I just watched it recently. Home Alone is really good.
Yeah. Home Alone's great.
And then I'll get another pick here and I'll say Elf.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
The Santa Claus.
I'm going to go with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That one's also very good.
It's very good.
Also a Christmas movie.
I actually prefer it to the first Home Alone.
I haven't seen that one in a long time, I think.
I've watched it more. Isn't that strange?
I don't know if it is, because I feel like I've heard that from other people before.
Okay. Interesting. So one more. My third choice. I don't agree with this, but I know it's going to be in there, so I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Interesting.
Classic. And then I'll round us out with Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 10.
I'm anxious now. I'm like really nervous.
I love that. Number 10. Home Alone 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. So keep track of how many points you get.
That's one.
Good.
Number 9. Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. Ooh.
Number 8, the claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, that would have been a good guess. I was going to guess that or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I watched Santa Claus is Coming to Town today.
Is that the one where we get to see young Claus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it like redhead?
Uh-huh. That's the put one foot in front of the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Silver and Gold, is that one in there? Or is that Rudolph?
That's Rudolph.
That's Rudolph, yeah.
Number 7, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's nobody a good say choice.
That? So the fact that there's 2 on here that none of us got means
somebody's losing.
Someone's definitely going to lose.
Yeah.
I don't have any yet. Oh, no. Number 6, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
What are we thinking?
For shame.
For very shame.
Number 5, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1966.
Oh, boo.
Have yet to have any movies on here. Number 4, Love Actually. Controversial there. Have you seen Love Actually?
No.
I haven't.
It is good, right? It is a Christmas movie, huh?
Hugh Grant?
Yes.
Okay.
It is good.
Rick Grimes is in it.
Which we might need to
ask for this.
We might should. That might be a Summer of Love movie someday.
Yeah. I'm down.
Number 3, It's a Wonderful Life.
That's 2 points.
2 for Doge, yeah?
No, 2 for Jordan.
2 for Joge.
Joge.
Number 2.
That's our Voltron name.
Number 2, Home Alone.
You got a point there.
I got one.
You got one.
So it's one, me, one Doge, two Jordan, and the number 1, Elf. 2 and 2, me and Joe. So what do we do now?
How do we break this? Doge, you decide.
You each get to pick one between 11 and 15. And whoever, if they're both in the list, whoever's is placed higher in the list.
Oh, wins. Dang.
But yeah, you guys need to pick one movie. Each get one movie that you say is between 11 and 15. And if one of you gets it right, the other gets it wrong, obviously that person wins. If they're both in the list, whoever's movie is ranked higher in the list is the winner.
Love that.
Of today's game.
And we each get one choice or two?
You each get one choice.
I'm sticking with Jim Carrey's Grinch.
I'm going to stick with Die Hard.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Read me 11 through 15.
Number 11, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 12, A Christmas Story.
It was me. I win. I picked that one.
Number 13, White Christmas. I mean, that makes sense. Number 14, Frosty the Snowman, the cartoon.
I disagree with this. This feels nostalgia driven.
Number 15, The Family Stone. Do we just keep going now until our show's up?
I think it's a great movie. Stick with Elf, stick with Die Hard. Whoever's is ranked higher in the list.
Mine's not Elf.
Mine is
Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
Just The Grinch, I believe.
And just whichever shows up first.
Yeah.
Number 16, The Santa Claus. Number 17, Gremlins.
Whoa.
Number 18, Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. This is the really old one.
Yeah.
1951. 19, Bad Santa. I don't know if I agree with that.
It's a weird list.
Number 20, The Holiday. Dig it.
Jack Black, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
21, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
So just hit me with a big scroll.
Number 22, Die Hard.
No way.
Die Hard's ranked higher than The Grinch. Congratulations, Carter. You've won.
Yay!
That is crazy. Let me go find The Grinch. This is silly.
Yeah, that feels insane to
Jingle All the Way, I can tell you, is above The Grinch in their eyes, which I'm down with that. Number 33.
I think people really didn't like The Grinch.
Hey, I put Die Hard and I put several of these movies ahead of The Grinch for myself. I picked The Grinch because I thought that pretty widely it's a beloved Christmas film.
When was the last time you watched it?
Last year.
I watched it 2 years ago and I guess it was fun.
Number 50.
Yeah, I think it holds up. It's fun.
Number 50. Dr. Seuss is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Out of 70-something, right?
That's a little bit controversial.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's pretty crazy to me.
That's a little strange. I also had looked up the movies that made the most money released on Christmas Day. So this is the biggest Christmas Day openers. I'll give you the top five. Into the Woods was number 5. Did you ever see that?
Nope. Anna Kendrick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
James Corden. It's actually pretty good. Meryl Streep.
Mm.
Unbroken, number 4. Relatively recent, if you've seen that. Have you seen Unbroken before?
No,
I have not.
Number 3, Les Miserables. Les Mis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard of it.
Number 2, Django Unchained.
That was a Christmas boy, huh?
Number 1, 2009's Sherlock Holmes. Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
That made $209 million on its opening Christmas Day.
Wow.
Wild.
I would never go see a movie on Christmas Day.
No.
Is that weird?
I think that's a pretty common tradition for a lot of people to do.
Common. Yeah. It doesn't interest me.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know why. I just want to, Christmas Day, I want to lay around. I want to watch Christmas movies on Christmas Day, but yeah. I want to lay around and do it in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Pajamas?
Yeah.
Pijamas. Pijami.
Pijami, dale.
So we'll transition that into some movies that are coming up. We'll do a little bit of Yes or Pass, and then we'll play Rumpelstiltskin, is that what we're calling it?
Very good.
Movies that we would not know about that are coming out on Christmas Day. Because there are some big ones coming out on Christmas Day.
Little Women comes out on Christmas Day, right?
It does. And it already has a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Doesn't Cats come out on Christmas Day, or is that next year?
Cats comes out on the 20th of December.
Oh, okay.
Cats comes out the same day The Rise of Skywalker comes out.
That's a mistake.
That seems wild.
That's such a big mistake. Spies in Disguise is December 25th as well. This is a big deal for us, box office ball.
Tom Holland.
It's a Tom Holland movie.
Tom Holland's going to give me some points for that.
Holland and Will Smith. It looks like Will Smith's character turns into a pigeon. That seems kind of funny, huh?
No.
It might be,
no,
y'all.
No, no, I'm on board.
We've talked
I'm
about before. There might be, there's underrated animated movies that end up catching some steam after the fact.
Oh, certainly.
Which is weird. We've talked about that before.
How to Train Your Dragon comes to mind. Stuff like 100%. That.
Yeah. Or any of the ones early that Illumination did.
Hmm?
Which I think Spies in Disguise might be Illumination as well.
I hate Minions, but the first Despicable Me was good.
It was really
good. I was
good.
Behind a car in traffic the other day, and they were watching that on their little drop-down TV, so I watched some
of
it.
I love watching what people are watching in their cars through their rear windows.
Shall we rumple some Stiltskins?
Nothing would please me more.
Let's get ready to rumple. Explicit tag by our podcast.
Prepare your Stiltskins. They're going to get rumpled.
Nobody laughed when I said, let's get ready to rumple.
Oh, I missed it. That's why good. I didn't laugh.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let's get ready to rumple.
Thanks.
A child befriends a Polish violin prodigy whose parents leave him in his family's care. The two boys become like brothers until the musician disappears. 40 years later, he gets his first clue as to what happened to his childhood best friend. What is the name of this movie? What do you think the name of this movie coming out on this Christmas Day, this coming Christmas Day is? PG-13, it's an hour and 53 minutes. Tim Roth and Clive Owen.
Clive.
Jeez.
Clap. I did not make that movie.
Got it.
Me too.
And if y'all, I didn't even say what the rules of Rumpelstiltskin are. I read a synopsis and these two try and come up with the exact name of the movie. Often you'll find if they're wrong, it's a better name than what the name actually is. And they're more right than you would think. Jordan?
I'm going with The Vanishing Violinist.
Okay.
Alliteration for me.
The Music of Friendship.
Mm.
I'm going to give this one to Doge because it's called The Song of Names.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's wild how you... that feels close to me, right?
Yeah.
Does that feel, no, you got two of the four
it's
words?
Certainly closer than Vanishing Violinist.
That's awesome.
I named mine sort of like a Hardy Boys style case description.
Yeah.
Frank and Joe are investigating their high school's first violin chair. He's
those
missing.
The names of the Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
Why do I not remember
Frank
that?
And Joe
I'm
going to
sound really ignorant. Have you heard of the Ip Man series?
Yeah.
Is it Ip or it's not IP, right? It's Ip.
It's
I don't actually
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to say Ip. Because the P is lowercase. Okay. But Ip Man, this is a synopsis. I still want to see if y'all can get it. Ip Man and his son encounter racial discrimination after traveling to the United States to seek a better life.
I've got one
over here.
Look,
I found one. That was accidentally, I've got my bear skin from True Grit.
What you got?
Ip Man 4, The Last Journey. I have no idea if there's three of these.
Read the end.
It's one sentence.
The end of the synopsis, the very last bit.
To seek a better life.
This movie's called A Better Life.
This movie's called Ip Man 4, The Finale.
The Finale?
What?
You hadn't looked at any of these?
I did not know how many there were. There's what? This is Ip Man 4?
Just The Finale?
Ip Man 4, The Finale.
What a waste of a title.
What? I called it Ip Man 4, The Last Journey. Can I get half a point for that? That was
close. You get a lot of points for that.
That was really close.
That's amazing. And then finally, I'm going to go ahead and...
That's just what Ip Man
does.
I'm going
to break the rules of Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay.
Which I don't think he'll be too upset about. And there's a December 27th movie that's releasing.
But that's
I could not read this synopsis. An ice princess teams up with a young dragon to take down an evil snowman who plans to freeze the world and make dragons extinct. This is director Sven Unterwald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sven. That sounds like Sven's work.
An ice princess teams up with a young dragon to take down an evil snowman who plans to freeze the world and make dragons extinct.
Got it.
I'll even give... Nope. I was going to give you a picture, but it has no name above it.
No. Don't do it. I've got it. I know what this movie's called.
I also know what this movie's called. This movie is called Thal, T-H-A-W, Thal in the Family.
That's amazing.
This movie is called The Last Dragon.
This movie is called Ice Princess Lily.
I don't think either of us are allowed to have... points.
No.
For Ice Princess Lily.
I don't think so. But great job, Doge.
How is Lily not the name of a flower princess?
Hey, you can't just assume stuff in this world.
Yeah, her name should be like Cube or
Crushed. Her name's Crushed.
Stalactite. Pebble. Her name's Pebble.
Ice Princess Elsa.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I saw Frozen 2, by the way. It's good.
Okay, good. I want to see it.
It's good for sure.
Ice Princess is also the name of a movie where Joan Cusack is the mom. And hold on, Michelle Trachtenberg is her name, mm-hmm. is the ice skating princess.
I think we've talked about Ice Princess within the last month.
That's not real. Is it real?
I really do, because we talked about Michelle Tractor Beam. And yeah. I said, isn't she Inspector Gadget's daughter?
Whoa. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
That's
We're
wild.
Stuck in her tractor beam.
We are.
She's stuck in us.
We can't escape.
Frozen 2, I would say. If we're saying yes or pass, I say yes.
Okay.
It did some things new in this one. It felt a little more epic to me.
Okay.
I think it's definitely worth a listen. And on talking about like movies that have just come out. So we're going to get to do that. We get to sit around the three of us and we will review The Rise of Skywalker together.
We sure will.
Which might be the most tense atmosphere. I don't know.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting because we have done before, like we've done Marvel movies together. We did Endgame together.
Sure. Yeah.
And you two have done a lot of big movies that have come out because of the Marvel franchise, but this is going to be a big deal. But I say all of that because we've got something special coming up for next year.
It's true.
We've been around for 2 years and we're trying to go to the next level in terms of what we've been able to do in terms of contributing to this podcast. So I will say, to be very front with everybody. Like, we are looking into starting a Patreon account. And so if you've followed podcasts before, Patreon is an opportunity for you to fund the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. And so something that we're going to have content that we're for sure working on, because I'm in the doctorate mode right now.
It's true.
And I'm all about coding, yes. Going back and doing research, is I'm going to have for you, for the chunkies that decide to do this, you're going to be able to look through our entire history, entire library of every movie we have reviewed. That would be a movie that was on a Tuesday release, not yeah. ones necessarily we talk about on a Monday or something like that. But every movie we have reviewed, you will see on our scientific cinema scale what we all rated that separately.
It's true.
And so that, I think, is a pretty valuable thing to go through and look at. I've been having fun. That's why I've been saying things like when we talked about directors or Choosers' Choice today, and then also Back to School. Like, it's fun to kind of code that and see, like, wow, we loved that.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
super
for our own sake, it's yeah. kind of cool to see what's our history. What's also cool is I'll be able to look back and see, like, which of us is the grumpiest.
Yeah.
Like, because
yeah.
somebody overall is
somebody's
going to
be the grumpiest,
the
right?
The biggest critic, right?
Is and gonna somebody's kinda... going to be way too trigger happy with those posters.
I yeah. know. I think I don't have assumptions even, honestly, because I think we agree on a lot of stuff, but then for instance, we've talked about Pride and Prejudice a lot. Jordan hated it. Doge was in the middle. I loved it. But then in the Star Wars series, we're starting to see like it's seesaw. And what's yeah. fun too is like, it's not always, I love the things Jordan hates.
Right.
Sometimes I don't like the things Doge likes, or I don't like the things Jordan likes. So it'll be fun to see who's got the most posters.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And then something else that we're going to do, which we've actually heard a lot of feedback from, I guess we could say feedback, but I've had several people tell me in person, and we've had several people reach out to us, that they would love for us to do more movies that are just coming out. Kind of like what Rotten Tomatoes does.
Yeah.
To be able to see like people who are starting to value our opinion more and more want to know if it's worth going to the movies to see something. We will also have that. So as we see movies, for instance, if this was something that already existed, I would go in and tell you it's a yes for Frozen 2. And you would hear something else from Doge and Jordan or maybe similar things. But it's going to be a mixture. So we'll try and do our own percentage like you would see on other platforms. But we'll also say yes or pass. Because there's scenarios, right? Jordan, you were talking about a scenario earlier. Yeah.
It's like a 38%, but you gotta see it.
So right?
That's like a 38% movie, yeah. but it's a big yes.
Because we're realizing there's movies like that that happen more and more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our love affair with Fast and Furious. Movies that just yes. look like this is going to be ridiculous. And it happens during the summer all the time.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of the movies that make the most money that you, the listener, love to go to the movies for are not rated really high. And then stuff happens in October, November, December, where it's like 98%, not the Knives Out of the world, but the movies that you've never heard of.
Right. And they make $8.
They make $8, but critics love it. Right. But we could
lighthouse.
Probably say like, yeah, right.
yeah,
hey, maybe pass.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll have that stuff for you. And as the weeks go and as 2020 begins to turn the corner, we will have more info for you as to what that extra content might be.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting stuff. To end this episode, let's go with the kind of Christmas theme compared to movies we've reviewed this year. Did you have a movie that was kind of like the present that you open? And then when you look at the present, that person's like in the room that got you the present and you kind of have to act like you liked it. You know, it's the movie that's kind of like, oh,
okay, thanks. Yeah.
Is there a specific movie this year that we reviewed that was like that for you?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm Carter, and my present that was under the tree was shaped like a little golden man. And I opened it up, and it said Oscar winner. And it was Green Book.
Ooh.
And we watched it and reviewed it, and it was like a, And, you know, like, you talk about the influence of critics on if people see movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you give something the statue, and it's like, I need to see it. Especially for us as movie lovers. It's like, if it won the Best Picture Oscar, I need to see it. This was not the best picture.
No way.
Of that year.
No way.
By any means to me. And so it was kind of like a...
Yeah. For me, that present...
Who
that
are you?
I'm Doge. And for me, that present that that I'm probably going to try to return as soon as my family leaves my house was wrapped under the tree. And it on the outside of the... I ripped the paper off on the outside of the box. It said really thoughtful drama centering around the relationship between two brothers. And then I opened the box even further, and it was Run the Tide starring Taylor Lautner, which is a movie that thinks it's the best movie I've ever seen. And in actuality, not even close.
Tried real hard.
Yeah. I'm Jordan. And mine was wrapped up in very old wrapping paper in an antique box and hand delivered by somebody who said, this is very special to me. And I love this so much. And that person was everyone. And that movie was Sleepless in Seattle. And I was so bummed and disappointed by how little I cared for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had been built up so high. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, it's going to be amazing. Guys, it was fine, I guess. Pretty, I'm gonna return it. I kept the receipt and I'm going to go return it and buy some socks or something.
That's funny. The scientific cinema scale was built a lot around that metaphor, wasn't it? In terms of Christmas type stuff?
No, we had our Christmas scale last year.
Oh, yes.
Receipt, re-gift, and rejoice.
Rejoice. That's
yep.
right.
Yep.
Because Hallmark needed its own scale.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, this was a receipt, right?
Yeah. Big time.
Have any of y'all seen the Hallmark movies? Any of the new ones?
Mm-mm. I watched a couple of them over Thanksgiving.
Was it okay?
I mean, it was the same. All the same.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.